An early spring wreaks havoc on a Michigan staple. This is the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark. Earlier this month, most of the counties in Michigan were designated disaster areas for agriculture. Michigan is the largest producer of tart cherries in the nation, and this year the state lost 90% of its crop. Michigan Radio's Emily Fox tells us how farmers and businesses are trying to cope in what's known as the cherry capital of the world.
Ben LaCrosse manages 750 acres of cherries in Leelanau County, just outside Traverse City. He's walking through his cherry orchard next to his family's home. Usually around this time of year, each of his trees would be holding 50 to 100 pounds of cherries. But this year is a little different.
As you can see on this tree, there are zero cherries on it.
LaCrosse just got done harvesting his cherry crop for the season. He says in a normal year, he harvests 4.5 million pounds of cherries in 5 weeks. This year, it only took 1 week to harvest 4% of his annual yield.
So what we harvested this year in a week, we would normally do on an average day.
The loss of cherries in the region is a result of an early tease of summer, followed by a frost.
You don't tend to associate a natural disaster with 80-degree sunny days.
LaCrosse says after more than a week of warm weather in March, the buds on his cherry trees began to swell, only to be decimated by 19 nights of freezing temperatures a few weeks later. LaCrosse says this may be the worst harvest in recorded history. Cherry growers talk a lot about 2002. That was a terrible year as well. But LaCrosse says farmers had tarts in reserve back then that they could sell to pay the bills.
So it's basically taken us 10 years to regain those markets. And now we have another catastrophic freeze event.
And this time around, there are no reserves, because the last two harvests have been lean ones.
There is nothing in the inventory pipeline to supply our customer bases.
So that means LaCrosse is going to have to import cherries for the first time in order to keep his customers.
We're trying to be creative as to how we can stretch what little of a crop there is out there.
And LaCrosse isn't alone.
I tried cherry almond butter.
In Traverse City, shoppers are tasting the 15 dozen cherry products sold at Cherry Republic. Here you can find chocolate-covered cherries, cherry peanut butter, and cherry salsa, to name a few. Owner Bob Sutherland says he's creating new products this year to stretch the few cherries available by mixing more cranberries, nuts, and chocolate into the company's treats.
For the first time, we have a truce with cranberries, and the war with cranberries is on a 1 year off.
And like LaCrosse, Cherry Republic will also be importing cherries for the first time in the business's history.
Our first choice is to work with Michigan cherries, but I want to keep my bakers baking, the jam makers jamming, and our dryers going, so we do need to source cherries wherever we can.
That means when people start seeing cherry products from Michigan companies this year, a lot of those cherries will be coming from places like Poland and Turkey. But back on Leelanau Peninsula, cherry farmer Ben LaCrosse is hopeful there will be a good harvest next cherry season.
There's an old saying in farming that we've had two good years in the cherry business, 1991 and next year. So we can't wait for next year at this point.
The government is working on ways to help farmers like LaCrosse. Low-interest loans are available to farmers this year, and the federal farm bill could give growers more help, like adding crop insurance for boutique fruits like tart cherries. But in the meantime, farmers will hope Mother Nature will produce a fruitful crop next year. For the Environment Report, I'm Emily Fox.
And that's the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.